Well, staying in Canberra, the Prime Minister has taken a huge swipe at Australia's Human Rights Commission, accusing it of being blatantly partisan and saying it should be ashamed of itself for its report into the detention of asylum seeker children. The Commission's report finds that one in three children in detention had serious mental health disorders, with some as young as three suffering depression. And it calls for a Royal Commission. The government's already rejected that recommendation, and Mr. Abbott says the commissioner mistimed the inquiry and should instead be congratulating the former Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison. In Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The government's repeatedly criticised the President of the Human Rights Commission, Gillian Triggs, for the timing of her inquiry into children in immigration detention, and today was no exception.
This is a blatantly partisan, politicised exercise, and the Human Rights Commission ought to be ashamed of itself.
Speaking for the first time since the release of her report, Gillian Triggs has described the inquiry's findings as deeply shocking.
34% of children detained in Australia and Christmas Island have a mental health disorder of such severity that they require psychiatric support. Children are self-harming in detention at very high rates. Over a 15-month period from 2013 to 14, there were 128 incidents of self-harm among children. There were 27 incidents of voluntary starvation involving children. Children have also been exposed to unacceptable levels of assault, including sexual assault and violence while in detention.
And she points out that Australia's had a policy of detaining children since 1992.
Australia's immigration laws are exceptional. No country in the world, especially not comparable countries such as the United Kingdom, Canada, New Zealand and the United States, mandates the indefinite detention of children as the first policy option and then denies them effective access to the courts to challenge the necessity of their detention over months and even years.
The Human Rights Commission's report went to the government in November, but the government only released it yesterday, along with its response. In December, the then Immigration Minister, Scott Morrison, struck a deal with crossbench senators who demanded he release all the children being detained on Christmas Island in return for supporting the reintroduction of temporary protection visas.
The Commission wholeheartedly welcomes the release of children in immigration detention over recent months.
The report calls for a Royal Commission. Gillian Triggs says until the law is changed, asylum seeker children remain vulnerable to being detained, including on Nauru.
The practice of locking up children taints all of us and is contrary to the values we admire so much in the Australian spirit, a sense of a fair go and a generous-hearted welcome to those needing our protection and support. I appeal for a more humane and legally responsible approach to refugees who seek our help, and I ask you to read this report and to decide for yourself.
The government insists all people in immigration detention are provided with appropriate care, treated with dignity and respect, and have their claims assessed as soon as is reasonably practicable, consistent with government policy, dismissing the report as largely redundant. Tony Abbott was asked on Fairfax Radio this morning if he felt any guilt over the findings about the effects of keeping children in detention.
None whatsoever.
And went further.
Where was the Human Rights Commission when hundreds of people were drowning at sea? Where was the Human Rights Commission when there were almost 2,000 children in detention? This is a blatantly partisan, politicised exercise, and the Human Rights Commission ought to be ashamed of itself. The only way to ensure that we have no children in immigration detention is not to have any boats. And those boats have stopped. I reckon that the Human Rights Commission ought to be sending a note of congratulations to Scott Morrison, saying, well done, mate.
But the Commission President says Australians are ashamed of the policy of detaining children.
330 children and their families remain in indefinite detention. I think that tells the story. This is, of course, a document of record, but it's a document of a continuing position in relation to these children. The courts have done what they can to provide a humane common law and statute-based response, but there's only so much they can do when the law is very clear. And what is now required, we think, is a full Royal Commission into a policy that's been in existence for 23 years, has brought deep damage and despair and misery to thousands of children and their families over this period.
The Greens are the only party so far to back the Human Rights Commission's call for a Royal Commission.
Locking up three-year-olds, having children cutting themselves and self-harm, children wanting to die. This is cruelty. Cruelty to children. And it has to stop. We think there should be a Royal Commission, not only into what has happened, but in order to promote Australia actually complying with our obligations to look after children and under international law.
That's Greens leader Christine Milne, ending that report by Alexandra Kirk.